a friendly desert community where the sun is hot, the moon is beautiful, and mysterious lights pass overhead while we all pretend to sleep. Let's take a tour through Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale was created in 2012 and now has over 127 episodes, two books, several live shows, and a live action TV show in development. New episodes are released on the 1st and 15th of every month and can be accessed on iTunes, Radio Public, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and the Welcome to Night Vale website.
The podcast is formatted as the town's long-form community radio show with the host, main character, and narrator, Cecil Palmer, played by Cecil Baldwin, reporting on the news and announcements within the town. Each episode of the podcast is a 20 to 30-minute broadcast of the radio show. At a glance, the podcast could be categorized as horror due to its dark themes and somewhat gory, descriptive detailing. However, it ventures into different subgenres such as news, satire, surrealism, and comedy drama.
That's what's interesting about this show. It presents the town's strange and sometimes slightly horrifying events as mundane and commonplace. However, if it were to occur elsewhere, it would seem unsettling and highly disturbing. For example, Cecil's delivery of disturbing events in episode 2, titled The Glow Cloud, with a tone of it be like that sometimes, if you will. Let's take a quick listen.
One death has already been attributed to the Glow Cloud. But listen, it's probably nothing. If we had to shut down the town for every mysterious event that at least one death could be attributed to, we'd never have time to do anything, right?
As you can see from his tone of voice and the message that he's conveying, death and even more extreme things are the norm for this small desert town.
Welcome to Night Vale has several recurring gags that add to its uniqueness as well. Each episode has a segment known as The Weather, where an independent artist is played in lieu of an actual weather report. Cecil also spends a good portion of each episode discussing the ongoings with the new hot scientist in town, Carlos, essentially using the radio show as a preteen Woody's a diary. Other recurring segments include letters from the council that fact-check the news that Cecil has read, as well as news on recurring characters like the man in the tan jacket and the Apache tracker.
While the show does not have a definitive overarching plotline, as it is presented as a normal news bulletin rather than a story format like Serial, it does have distinct story arcs that often delve deeper into different themes, topics, and issues.
Now, let's jump right into it.
Welcome to Night Vale. Is an extremely eccentric podcast with many hidden nuances within. The creators of the podcast call Night Vale a town where every conspiracy theory is real and accepted by most of the residents. But how absurd and surreal are the writers of Night Vale willing to go? Based on the 7 hours we listened to, Salvador Dali level surrealism. Try and say that 7 times.
Besides the events occurring in the town, one of the things I wondered about was how Night Vale came to be.
That's meta, my dude.
I mean, it was just a town in the desert. Like, this is an everyday thing, obviously. You have aliens in your town, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Area 51 is definitely, like, kind of worked into Welcome to Night Vale, you know?
Well, it is in the desert, and, you know, Area 51 is supposed to be in the desert.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, also, it focuses on stuff like the multiverse theory and the space-time continuum, with Desert Bluffs being kind of like an alternate version of Night Vale, like a lighter version.
Yes, the daytime versus nighttime.
Yeah, exactly. And then in episode 4, there's definitely a portion that, like, deals with the space-time continuum where, like, pterodactyls are flying up in a rift in the space. Like, they mention the space-time continuum itself.
Another thing that really makes Night Vale stand out among other podcasts of a similar genre is its underlying focus on social issues. So, inclusion of characters of colors like Carlos or Dana Cardinal, and diversity in general.
Yeah, there's a lot of old women in there, especially the recurring appearance of old woman Josie and her angels.
Well, and the show obviously shows at the beginning that they don't believe in, I guess, stereotyping with the Apache tracker. some white dude, you know.
Yeah, they literally call him out within the first 10 minutes of the first show. Also, spoiler alert, one of the recurring plot points is Cecil's feelings for the hot and spicy scientist Carlos, which eventually develops into a relationship and then in episode 100, marriage. But the portrayal of a homosexual relationship in such a nonchalant way is really, really progressive, especially for a podcast that began in 2012, which was like way before for the legalization of gay marriage, which
is... At least 2 years?
Yeah.
At least 3 years, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm gay. I should know this.
The constant edits from the station management and updates on the sheriff's secret police and the world government and their constant surveying of the town through sporting goods stores and helicopters similarly mirror the current surveillance state of our government and what could possibly happen in the future. 1984, which is why there is this pink sticky note over my laptop camera. Big Brother is watching. Let's move on.
Welcome to Night Vale also satirizes how news is handled and presented, which adds a new level of humor to people listening since the 2016 election. This is done both on the podcast itself as well as on Twitter and Tumblr on the Welcome to Night Vale social media platforms. The creators are very active on those accounts, posting such gems as "Be bigger than the bear," "Take the high road," "Do not stoop to the bear's level," and "Don't be afraid of spiders." "Spiders are your friends." Sorry, that was confusing wording. "All of your friends are spiders." Better.
Another running gag referenced quite often are the NRA bumper stickers, with sayings like, "Guns don't kill people, people kill guns."
"Guns don't kill people, blood loss and organ damage do."
"Guns don't kill people, we are all immortal souls living temporarily in shelters of earth and meat." Another trend in episodes of Welcome to Night Vale is a somewhat existential or nihilistic turn where Cecil goes on a tangent somewhat related to events going on to the town that all boils down to how life is a meaningless line of events and the weirdness of Night Vale should neither be embraced nor ignored. But what exactly does this say about Cecil and, by extension, the creator's views on life and how it is meant to be lived? I see parallels between this show and Rick and Morty because, like, they have a very cosmic nihilist sense of, like, the world where, like, nothing really matters. There is no meaning to life. Weird things happen.
Let's move on.
Deal with it.
That sounds like millennial humor.
It does. Speaking of millennial humor, the humor level in Welcome to Night Vale is, like, dark, but mixed with very eccentric and dry nonchalant bits that make it enjoyable for people with various ranges of humor. It's very similar to, like, as mentioned, millennial humor, which is comparable to, like, Vines. Examples include the introduction of the station pet Koshek, which is a floating cat trapped in the men's bathroom, where upon introduction, Cecil says, "It's nice to have a station pet. Wish it wasn't trapped in a hovering prison in the men's bathroom. But listen, no pet is perfect."
It becomes perfect when you learn to accept it for what it is.
That's a beautiful life lesson. Also, with the interns, there's like a constant stream and they all
die.
But it's just the way it is. It's Night Vale.
It's Night Vale. It's a natural occurring phenomenon. And he does give out his condolences repeatedly.
He's sad, but unaffected.
It'd be like that. Anyway, oh, also the hooded figure interview, which is extreme. It's a very one-sided interview. It's like that interview between the reporter and Travis Scott where it's like, "How do you keep your pants up while you're performing?" Belt.
In short, if you or someone you know is suffering from a lack of old Twin Peaks content, sick of watching Shane Dawson conspiracy videos, or looking for a nice piece of satirical surrealism to distract yourself from reality, Welcome to Night Vale is an ideal piece of material for you. Going into this, I thought maybe a 3 out of 5 stars, just because I personally don't like horror, but after listening to it, I'd have to give it a solid 5 out of 5. The presentation of the podcast, as in that it's simply a broadcast of the show, made me feel incorporated into the world itself, and every plot point kept me on my toes, and everything just honestly felt so surreal. The casual delivery of every wild event that happened in town, and the continuity in later episodes was also something that I really liked, especially the different takes of several known organizations like the Boy Scouts and Coca-Cola, and also the intern mortality rate being so high.
I'd give this podcast a 5 out of 5 rating as well. I appreciate the paranormal, and I personally tend to be more on edge when it comes to things like this, but I like that I can handle it. And I also love conspiracy theories, and there's just so many conspiracies to be made about this, like we talked about earlier with Area 51 and the multiverse theory, and that's just nice.
I personally give the podcast a solid 4 out of 5 stars because some of the plot points, some of the broadcasts, kind of in the middle feel a little shoehorned, and some of the plot points can be kind of random, but like not the good kind of random. But I enjoyed the recurring plot points and interactions between characters like Dana and the man in the tan jacket, as well as the growing and shifting relationship between Cecil and Carlos. It gives a nice little personal touch that counterbalances the uncomfortable main events of the podcast.
And that concludes our tour through Welcome to Night Vale. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to listen to Welcome to Night Vale, you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, and several other websites. Or you can shout Night Vale outside your door and you will be heard.
Good night, listener. Good night.